Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm. As expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener-supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Well, there's a lot going on out there. This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, including that the Ukrainian president has issued a warning about retreat from Bakhmut, which, as I have been describing, turns out to be the pivotal battle of the war in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has recently issued a warning about retreating troops from Bakhmut in anticipation of being encumbered by Russian forces. According to Newsweek, which, of course, is a mainstream journal, not dependable, but it's significant that they're announcing something negative, you know, in a controlled media venue. The announcement follows an earlier March update where Ukraine was looking to strategically pull back from the city, according to The Hill. Alexander Rodyansky, an advisor to Zelensky, reportedly said the cost of staying to fight may outweigh the benefits because it's not proving to be advantageous to winning the war. He also said that it is not worth losing the lives of the troops. Zelensky recently reiterated the importance of not losing any more soldiers, concluding that the correct decision will be made by the generals. Zelensky added that while they're considering retreat as an option, it's not yet time, as Ukraine troops are warding off numerous Russian attacks. The battle for Bakhmut has been carried on since July of 2022, according to Newsweek, while fighting has become more intense. The war continued through summer and winter. Both sides have reached a deadlock. Russia has recently reignited its onslaught in February. Don't let yourself be played. Russia's controlling everything containing the city, leaving an outlet for escape, where the Ukrainians are reduced to using children and old men and the warfare, where the life expectancy on the front lines is 4 hours. The general staff of the armed forces of Ukraine stated Ukrainian troops are successfully defending the city against the attacks. False. Although Russia is reportedly making advances, they're losing 5 soldiers for every Ukrainian. No, it's more like the order of 8 Ukrainians for every single Russian. An unnamed NATO official reported the numbers suggested Russia diminishing troops may give Ukraine the initiative as the Kremlin's offensive capabilities continue to slow. All wrong. What was once a tourist attraction destination is now allegedly in ruins after nearly a year of fighting. Ukraine might strategically pull out of the city, but it remains of strategic importance for the Russians, who already control about half of the Donetsk region. Now, here's a conversation. You've heard of the intel breach, right, by this low-ranking enlisted guy, revealing documents that showed the U.S. and NATO were planning, were already involved in prepping Ukraine before the Russian intrusion on February 24th of 2022. So get this. Listen to this. Judge Napolitano and Larry Johnson, who's an expert on CIA and intel ops, explain what's really going on here. Mitchell, can we play it?
Sure, Jim. Give me a sec.
Thanks. So what you're hearing, you know, it appears this is...
For Judging Freedom. Today is Thursday, April 13, 2023. It's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Larry Johnson joins us now. Larry, in the past 12 hours, the Washington Post has come out with a story that seems too fantastic to believe, that the leaker of the secured, top-secret, no-foreign documents prepared by and for the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and his team is, in fact, a 21-year-old Air National Guardsman from Fort Bragg or Fort Sill, Oklahoma, and that this was originally shared amongst a group of teenage gamers, of all things. Is this even remotely credible?
No. It's a lie. It's a fabrication. The Washington Post, this first surfaced with a cat, Bellingcat. Bellingcat is a front for the British intelligence. That's where the story first surfaced. Washington Post then picks it up, and The Guardian then picks it up on the same day. So this is a coordinated media strategy. This is a disinformation campaign. The documents are real. I'm not saying that the documents are fabrications. They are not. But this cover story that's been manufactured to explain how these documents came to be produced, it just falls apart. It most simply falls apart based upon one document in that mix, which is listed as CIA Operations Center report, top secret. I worked in the CIA Operations Center. I helped prepare those reports. That's an internal CIA document. No one on a U.S. military base anywhere in the world will have access to that kind of document for starters.
Who or what is spreading the misinformation? Is this CIA feeding garbage to their friends in the American and British media?
I put it above the CIA. This is elements connected to the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, because that's the one place where you bring together CIA, FBI, NSA, DIA, all the key elements. They are the one place in the U.S. government where you can assemble all this material. And the way this thing was so neatly packaged up, you know, until I saw that CIA document, I was inclined to believe that this was simply the act of a whistleblower wanting to flag the problems about the public discrepancy between what Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, and Mark Milley, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the lies they were telling in public, as opposed to the actual reality of what they're being briefed on in secret and top secret briefings every day.
How embarrassed is the Biden White House, the Pentagon, and Langley CIA over these leaks?
Some are embarrassed and horrified by it, but what I think the strategy that's underway is this information was leaked with a variety of purposes to prepare the U.S. public for the crash landing that's going to take place with respect to U.S. foreign policy, the crash landing in Ukraine, the crash landing in China. In fact, we're already seeing elements of just the, if you call it the...
Are you saying this was a controlled leak? Yes. Done by management, not done by some Edward Snowden, Bradley, right, Manning type?
Yeah, by some elements within management who thought this was a good idea. I mean, this shows how both unprofessional and ridiculous it is. I mean, and dangerous. That the information that was leaked about Israel, part of that comes from a FISA. It's got a FISA classification on it, which that does necessarily mean this is Department of Justice FBI territory. So again, there's no way that some National Guardsman who's doing TDY at Fort Bragg would have access to that. And I'm not basing that upon what happened to me 40 years ago. For 23 years, up until about 3 years ago, I worked in these SCIFs. And I still have friends that do, who are retired CIA and retired NSA and retired FBI. And I talk to them, and they're still seeing the material. None of them have seen anything like this, particularly that CIA Operations Center document or the FISA document. They have complete access to the high side, the top secret side. They have special access programs, SAP clearances. So that's why I say this thing is too tidy a package. This has been wrapped up nice and neatly. This is like an episode of Law and Order, organized crime.
All right. Speaking of organized crime, let me run an analysis of why the FBI is above. This is Tony Schaefer, who has not as much experience as you, but a good deal, who pretty much agrees with the arguments you and Doug McGregor and Ray McGovern and I have been making. Here's Tony's analysis about why the investigation is being done by the FBI rather than by the DOD itself. I mean, maybe you're going to say even the investigation is a fake, but here's what Tony had to say. I'm anxious to hear your opinion on this, Gary.
Remember who's investigating. The FBI will basically report whatever it's told. Think about that. That's maybe why they don't want DOD investigators coming in, because they want to control the narrative. The FBI, as you know, Judge, is not an honest investigative organization at this point.
I know, but Lloyd Austin would have more control over DOD investigators than he would over FBI investigators, no?
It's not about DOD. It's about the White House trying to control the narrative, Judge. That's what's going on. You got it. Who benefits from the FBI coming in? The White House. Who benefits from information being investigated, but no one being found guilty?
This is a fascinating analysis. What do you think, Larry?
I'm not clear that the DOD is not investigating, but you have to understand, you do understand the different authorities. DOD does not have the power to arrest.
Of course.
They're not 1811s. So the FBI will play a role in that, and they will have the lead role for arresting somebody that is found guilty of violating U.S. law. I mean, that's part of the reason the FBI is involved. But I guarantee you that both from DOD and from CIA and the Office of Director of National Intelligence, they're all, quote, involved in this leak and are in a position to help control what comes out. Some of the information.
If the leaker is really high level in the administration who orchestrated this leak in order to cushion the blow, because as you and I know, and everybody watching and listening to us now, Biden doesn't have a safe off ramp from his dalliance with Ukraine. If the leaker is really somebody in April Haynes's office, she's the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, then nobody is going to be charged.
Right. Well, and I don't think this was not a whistleblower type leak. This was an intelligence operation type leak. And yes, they put out some damaging information. They put out information that in some areas clearly would appear to compromise some U.S. systems and sources and methods. But the information is also very much targeted. They chose what days to release. The story that's being put out there that there's a treasure trove of documents. Judge, I've searched the internet. I've been able to see about 12. So they keep saying, oh, there's 50. No, oh, there's 100. Oh, Washington Post says there's 300. Defy anybody out there listening to you to go find those documents and provide a link where they exist. They do not exist. That's part of the storyline that's being put out. And they're trying to create this entire backstory that this was a bunch of right-wing, anti-Semitic, racist gamers, and that this is the crime of white people. You know, they're playing that card. That's the other thing that lets you know that this is a controlled operation. This has
in
this
further is a, in furtherance of that controlled operation. The Washington Post reports that, and it doesn't say how it found this kid. It found one of the teenagers in the gamer group, and it interviewed him. And because of his age, it secured permission from his parents. We have the same clip of the interview that the Washington Post made available. Presumably, there's a lot more. You don't hear or see the Washington Post reporter asking questions. You see the young man's answers. At one point, he refers to OG, which is either the true initials of whoever they want us to believe the leaker is, or is an acronym for the nom de guerre. You know, these people have all kinds of crazy names that they use when they're on the internet. I don't know exactly what OG stands for, but you'll hear the young man say it. Let's take a look and a listen at this interview. I want your thoughts on this. And the question I'm going to ask you as soon as it's over is, Larry, is this don't answer it yet. Larry, is this real or is it faked? Gary.
I would not call OG a whistleblower in the slightest. I don't think that there was a goal nor some sort of accomplishment that he was looking for in sharing these documents. Of course, there's some anti-government sentiment, but that's not unlike most right-wingers in the modern day and age. OG was not hostile to the U.S. government. However, he had disagreed with several occasions, such as Waco and Ruby Ridge, and thought that the government is overreaching in several aspects. There was no heavy Snowden-like conspiracy here, like some people may believe. People were reading them, and they were not commenting on them. They were just sitting there. He is not a Russian operative. He is not a Ukrainian operative. I'll go as far to say he's not even on the east side of the world. Any claims that he is a Russian operative or pro-Russian is categorically false. He is not interested in helping any foreign agencies with their attack on the U.S. or other countries. He was a young, charismatic man who loved nature, God, who loved shooting guns and racing cars.
It would appear as if he sort of grew angry with the fact that only one or two people were paying attention to these documents that he was pouring his heart out into. And as a sign of just anger, he just decided to post the full documents. He was a very smart man. There's no way in any world that he would not know that he knew that these were illegal.
Larry, is this real or is it faked?
I hope the two actors they have doing that have their Screen Actors Guild cards up to date. I mean, Judge, how do they find these guys and find them so quickly? And the Washington Post found it before the FBI could? The way this works is somebody within, let's call it the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, ready to either FBI, CIA, DOD, called up the Washington Post and fed them this story and gave them the kids' names. And these kids, you know, we'll find out someday who they really are and what their backstory is. But you know, they've been enlisted in this. Maybe they were fed this as a storyline and genuinely believe it. Maybe it was set up where these documents were posted on this gamer site in order to create that illusion. But the fact of the matter is that one document alone from the CIA, from the Operations Center, tells you immediately it is impossible that anybody on a military base would have access to that. And I'm speaking of that from CIA personnel I know that have clearances, that have access to high side machines that cannot get that, because that's an internal CIA document. That's not circulated for the rest of the intelligence community to look at. The reason that's prepared, I used to do it, is you're reading all the intelligence that comes in overnight, and you write up a summary of what some of the key issues are, and you do it in a paragraph form, which is exactly what that document is. So when the analysts, say for Latin, I sat on the Latin American desk, when the analysts from Latin America come in, they'll see immediately what were some of the high items that came in overnight.
Could a 21-year-old Air National Guardsman conceivably have had the lawful, appropriate security clearance physically to have had these documents.
No, impossible.
That would mean that even by this theory, he had to have gotten them from somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody in the military, just because you join the military doesn't mean you get a top secret clearance. And the elements that were contained in some of these documents are beyond secret and top secret. They get into what's called special compartmented information. They get into, you see designations such as TK and SI and G, and those refer to special categories of classification. So it means you really have a higher access than just mere top secret. And I'd venture to say like 98% of the military does not have access to that kind of material. It's a very, very, very small number within the entire U.S. military that would have access to that.
If this was a controlled, management-directed, politically motivated, let's save Joe Biden by preparing for the crash landing leak, will anybody be prosecuted, or will they find a fall person?
I'm sure they'll find a scapegoat. You know, a week ago, I would have said, nah, I don't think that's what's going on, because some of the material is so sensitive. But now, based upon this the additional material I've seen and this neatly wrapped up story that is broken by the Washington Post and the Guardian, again, simultaneously, one in England and one in the United States, this is an intel operation, pure and simple.
All right, switching gears. A friend, a man whose work you and I and most folks watching us now admire, Cy Hirsch, reports that the CIA is aware of Ukrainian officials skimming U.S. aid, and that the skimmer in chief is President Zelensky himself. Mm-hmm. Is this likely true? Is it believable?
Oh, very believable. I think the real key element in Cy's story is the fact that the Ukrainians are buying the oil from the Russians.
Can you say that again?
Yeah, the Ukrainians are buying the oil from the Russians, which means they're sending U.S. taxpayer dollars back to Russia. So the Russians in this case are operating like the loan shark, and the Ukrainians are the guy that needs to borrow at the 25% big so that they can pay their gambling debt.
Why would Putin allow Russian oil companies? We're not talking about a gas station, so this must be huge quantities of oil. Why would he allow this transaction? Doesn't he want to starve out the Ukrainian military?
He does want to do that, but this is this is a way that Russia can further weaken Ukraine. Just the simple fact that they're having to buy it from Russia, they don't have another source, and they're taking U.S. taxpayer money in the process. I mean, there's some real sweet irony in that as far as the Russians are concerned.
So the report by Cy Hirsch says that Bill Burns, the head of the CIA, the last time he visited President Zelensky, which was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, if memory serves me correctly, complained that the CIA identified about 35 generals who were skimming. And, of course, it told President Zelensky what the CIA knew about his own skimming. Within about 24 hours, 10 of those generals were sacked. The others are still there and continued the skimming. This right. is American taxpayer dollars. You know, Rand Paul in the Senate and Thomas Massie in the House proposed an inspector general who would actually receive the cash and put it in a Ukrainian bank. I don't know how they actually get the cash. I don't know how the money gets there, but Senator Paul and Congressman Massey's proposals weren't even permitted to be voted on in the Congress, so the money just goes there. How does cash get from Washington to Kyiv? Is it wired, or do they have greenbacks in a cargo plane like they did in Iraq, and they physically fly the cash over there?
Well, both ways are is how it's done. It depends if it's CIA money or DOD money. The flow of the cash can be, it's going to go from bank to bank, and you can track it and monitor it. Remember, CBS 60 Minutes was reporting on this a year ago, that there was this diversion, significant diversion of U.S. equipment. They estimated only 30% was getting to the frontline troops. So this is not really new. I think what Tsai was highlighting, though, is that there are elements within the intelligence and military communities that are just completely disgusted with the Biden administration, the incompetence of Jake Sullivan, incompetence of Blinken. And they're trying to put the word out, which also may help explain, be another source for this information, this controlled leak that is being, that's taken place, that we were talking about at the outset. So these are not, what Tsai's writing about and the leaks, these are not unrelated. These are all different threads of the total fabric.
What is the probability that President Biden is aware of all this? The controlled leak, the absurd explanation for the leak, the missing 400 million, the graft in Ukraine, the president as the grafter in chief. Does old Joe know this?
If he did, he forgot it. He's not running this show. I mean, he's not running this show here. This is the elements that are connected to the Blinkens and the Clintons. I believe personally that the Clintons are involved. That they're, because when you look at the heritage of the Jake Sullivans and the Anthony Blinkens, they always go back to a Clinton foundation, to a Clinton reality. But this is, you've got institutions in Washington that have been dependent upon the war machine. And that's what got Donald Trump into trouble. He tried to slow down that war machine. And that's one of the reasons they've been going after him and trying to get rid of him. So here we are now, where the wheels are coming off. You know, the United States has thrown everything it has short of nuclear weapons at Russia, and we haven't stopped them. Instead, the opposite has happened. Russia and China have united, and they're working together. They're bringing about peace in the Middle East and key areas, Yemen, Syria.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Amazon banned my book so you wouldn't learn what really happened at Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control. Then they sued to shut me up, and the Wisconsin courts played along. I have the proof and the law on my side. What I don't have is the money. They want to do to us what they've already done to Canada. Take guns, impose tyranny. It's on the way with Remington's help. First insurance, then registration, then confiscation. I'm asking SCOTUS to stop it. GiveSendGo.com, funding Fetzer. Check it out. This is for all the marbles.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of a library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Hey, everybody, welcome back.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank
There's
you, Mitchell.
Jimmy. Always give me a big brother.
I was just beginning to say that if anyone has any doubts that Biden is not in charge, you can go to what's been widely broadcast on Twitter and elsewhere, though I was looking now where I was sure I had it, and I don't seem to find it, where in Ireland, where he made all these stupid gaffes, you see him scratching the back of his neck, and it turns out he elevated the rubber off of the skin so that you get this little bubble there. It's very obvious. This is not Joe Biden. This is someone wearing a latex mask. I've included it in several of my recent, which you can find on my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer, and it's going to be in there again today. So this is something you for need to know. So this is something you don't want to miss. I mean, it's so blatant. Now, Larry Johnson was explaining here to Judge Napolitano that this appears to be a deliberate leak in order to cushion the blow when the war in Ukraine comes to a halt. I preceded with that brief piece about Zelensky worrying about retreating. And what was among the most interesting features is, see, these revelations show the U.S. and NATO were beefing up Ukraine well in advance of the special military operation using the Minsk Agreement as a fig leaf, a cover story to secure the time to do it, and that we have thrown everything we have short of nuclear weapons at Russia, and nevertheless, Russia has prevailed. But this is why it's taking so much longer. Russia isn't just battling the Ukrainian armed forces. Russia is battling NATO and the U.S. in Ukraine. This is a war, a transcendent war, where both sides, I mean, Russia actually hasn't even begun to use its most serious weapons. I mean, it's really quite shocking that the United States has run out of munitions, that NATO admits they can't keep it up at the rate at which Ukraine has been firing them. The whole thing is a fiasco. So I believe in order for the public to be braced for the expectation that, in fact, Ukraine is going to collapse, and I've been saying for some time that Buchholz is the pivotal battle of the war, that they wanted to do it in this circuitous way by revealing these dogs. But I think actually it's revealing more than they may have intended. Now, because of the significance of this, here's another piece about it, where Joaquin Egopian, I mean, this is a completely brilliant guy, a West Point graduate, former Army officer, author of Don't Let the Bastards Get You Down, has long since exposed faulty military leadership and a whole host of other issues. He's been in the forefront of exposing Pizzagate, child trafficking, and all that. Absolutely brilliant stuff. He has a 5-part series about it. He was a close ally of Robert David Steele, whom I also admired and esteemed, where I did with Robert a memorandum for President Trump. It was like a mini book with a couple of dozen or more contributors, one about Sandy Hook and one about 9/11. And Robert was a great force for good. And they took him out in a hospital. He went in with ivermectin, insisted not to be incubated, but he was a very forceful personality. I'm sure they regarded him as unruly. They sedated him, incubated him, didn't give him the ivermectin, and they killed him. Well, here's another report. Now, as I say, Joaquin and he were very close in battling against child trafficking and all that, and I believe a mighty force for good. Well, I published quite a lot of Joaquin's stuff on my blog. Now, JamesHFetzer.org, JamesHFetzer.org. Here's one that I've just put up yesterday. Joaquin Egopian, the unmasking of the Pentagon leak that won't go away. So this is the same story, which is so revealing of the ways in which a government lies to the American people. And by the way, this all turns out to be completely illegal and unconstitutional for the United States to become engaged in a military operation like this and not to inform Congress or the American people. This is an impeachable offense. But you don't even have the real Joe Biden. You got an imposter. I'm going to explain how Biden appears to have died in 2017. I recently, ran a video of him from like 2008. The real Joe Biden was a much more interesting, articulate, intelligent guy than the buffoon they got wearing the latex mask. Biden was very expressive, used his hands, gestures a lot, just as do I. Had a very expressive face, very articulate, quick. None of which is true of the present imposter. And it appears this is why they had the problem with the earlobe, because Joe Biden had detached earlobes. I mean, they curl up instead of go down. They curl up, so you have what's known as a pendant earlobe. And among the very first features I noticed during the debate with Trump is he did not have the pendant earlobe. James Woods was also good about this. I think he called out the eye color change. But the fact is they have different shape and size of skull. They have different signatures, different handwriting. I mean, this is just ridiculous. And who in Washington cannot know that this is a farce? I think the appointment of Kamala Harris, who's a total mediocrity, an airhead, may have been an insurance policy against dumping Biden. But, I mean, the situation is horrendous. Here we get Joaquin Egopian, the unmasking of the Pentagon leak that won't go away. And this is so vital to understanding where we are today. On April 6th and 7th, the New York Times published articles addressing back-to-back leaks of more than 100 top-secret Pentagon intel documents and photos suddenly appearing on Twitter, Telegram, and other social media sites, including Russia. Right away, I'm suspicious of anything coming out of the New York Times, along with the Washington Post, the biggest overrated CIA-controlled propaganda newspaper that hires and pays money to robotic non-journalists alive for the evil deep state cabal. So the Times, a source revealing this alleged plot breaching U.S. national security, it's already suspect. These supposed highly sensitive classified documents revealed current alleged U.S. plans and strategies to bolster Ukraine's war effort against Russia, as well as U.S. interest in the Middle East, Africa, and growing conflict in Pacific Asia with China. U.S. intelligence admit that the leaked information is damaging to the Five Eyes nations, U.S., U.K., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, all of which share their intelligence in common. The report maintains some of the disclosed material is so sensitive it cannot be shared with foreign allies. One analyst expressed concern that this back-to-back major breach is a tip of the iceberg with more to come. Going to the Times, one of the intel slides revealed an alarming assessment of Ukraine's faltering air defense capabilities. The reveal could even after current plans regarding Kiev's long-hyped plan of a spring counteroffensive, or whether there will even be one. On Monday, April 10th, the Washington Post, the New York Times' sister propaganda whore, chimed in to cast serious doubt that the U.S. even believes Ukraine has enough army and ammo capable of pulling off a spring counteroffensive. In addition to troop sizes, the classified material discloses arms delivery schedules, logistic war data, and each side death tolls, with supposedly inflated Ukrainian fatality totals and deflated numbers regarding Russian losses. Essentially, it shows that the U.S. NATO has been running Kiev's entire military operation in its proxy war against Putin way before his special military operation in February 2022, right up to this moment. A document showed up on Russian social media. The leakers behind the alleged security breach are speculated to be potential Allied saboteurs coming from within the Kiev military. It's only a matter of time before UFA insiders turn against the Zelensky regime and simply following orders to use them as West cannon fodder, proving more than enough motivation to expedite the inevitable Russian victory that would humanely spare further carnage, reaching the last Ukrainian soldier still standing. As a relevant, related aside, according to Seymour Hersh, America's foremost investigative journalist who recently exposed the U.S. terrorist act of war blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline, recently wrote on Substack on April 12th, that Zelensky and his entourage embezzled at least $400 million from U.S. funds meant for diesel procurement last year, per RT. The over $100 billion U.S. taxpayer dollars committed to this bottomless pit of Ukraine is being criminally misspent and wasted with full energy, full intent on pledging humanity into a nuclear war. I'll call you as soon as I'm free. Both Ukraine and Russia have accused one another of releasing the documents as a disinformation campaign leading up to their highly anticipated spring offensive. Meanwhile, the CIA and Pentagon scramble to find out who is responsible. An emerging consensus in D.C., is it originated as an American source photographing top secret material prior to releasing them online? So in this latest whodunit melodrama, everybody's still busily playing guessing games to point the finger. The secret documents also apparently embarrass the U.S., caught spying on allies like Israel, with claims the Mossad is behind the unrest against the Netanyahu regime, while South Korea's reluctance to replenish U.S. artillery shells nearly depleted stockpile because Seoul doesn't want them ending up in Ukraine. Another document shows growing collaboration in U.S. concern over United Arab Emirates' ties with Moscow, including Russia's intelligence agency, FSB. The U.S. government is currently in crisis mode as allies' inquiries press the Biden regime for answers, while the D.C. idiots are bumbling trying to figure out how classified Pentagon documents got leaked over a month ago, initially to gaming website chat rooms. Both the Defense Department and Justice Department are investigating. Meanwhile, a number of allied nations have since come forth, Israel, UK, South Korea, Bulgaria, as well as Ukraine, and are all now pushing back, claiming the documents are false, providing plausible deniability. But of course, as you heard Larry Johnson affirm, no, the documents are authentic. They aren't false. So this is just another gambit to try to cover their ass. Speaking of denial, Secretary of State Lloyd Austin III is on the hot seat attempting to explain how his leaked top secret DOD documents as far back as January this year began appearing on the internet and why it took so long until April to finally realize the leak. Austin said he never knew they were online until April 6th, which, if he's honest, a rare moment, I might add, means that for at least 2 months they were afloat without the big boss even aware. What kind of national security defense is that? It took this fool over 2 months before standing before the media, stammering away feebly trying to explain why, what, where, whom, and how to explain to a waiting world. We should all know by now of Lloyd Austin's incompetence, but his long track record shows a pervasive pattern of premeditated acts of evil, with his mandated death jab against his own armed forces that he's directly in charge of, and that his job performance thus far in charge of U.S. national defense has been so atrocious with a wide-open, unsecure southern border and doubling and tripling down on defending Ukraine as a lost cause from the get-go, never posing any threat to U.S. national security but only Russia because of his actions. As his assistant squad leader his freshman year at West Point, I can see how the little robot grew into the big robot rewired by his boss Obama by allowing ISIS terrorists to spread on the loose throughout the Middle East, and how the four-star general rode the diversity over meritocracy wave right to the top of the predatory food chain. After all, Lloyd Austin is willing to say or do whatever his masters order him to do. A month ago, I exposed his treasonous record and shoddy character in a James H. Fetzer.org article, Pathetic Austin Response to the Big Question. Well, they were somewhere in the web, and where exactly and who had access at that point, we don't know. We simply don't know at this point. I will tell you that we take this very seriously, and we will continue to investigate and turn over every rock until we find the source of this and the extent of it. Well, how about doing us all a big favor, Mr. Secretary, and crawl under the nearest rock where you belong? The question he isn't yet having to answer, but will, is why Lloyd Austin has been secretly deploying NATO troops to kill Russian soldiers in Ukraine for over a year. Evidence of U.S., U.K., Polish, NATO boots on the ground in Ukraine have repeatedly surfaced over this last year, which I covered. So it should not come as such a big surprise to learn that the Pentagon leak includes one classified document showing further proof that nearly 100 NATO forces were captured in a photograph taken in Ukraine on March 1st, 2022. March 1st, 2022. Remember, the incursion began on 24 February, 2022. Of which half were British, per multiple media reports out as of Tuesday, April 11th. So, this should end the false notion that all along, Ukraine has merely been a U.S.-NATO proxy war because it factually has not clearly. It's always been the West fighting against Russia war. Why? Because the deep state cabal's criminality has been exposed and is going down. The planetary bloodline controllers know their power and control are shrinking in Ukraine, and they've grown mighty desperate of late. That's precisely why they've gone frantic, crazily trying to establish their one-world enslavement fantasy sooner than later. But with critical mass being reached worldwide, they will fail. But first, it appears they'll put us through hell on Earth. Yet another bone of contention over the now infamous leaked Pentagon documents resulted on Wednesday, April 12th, after Rothschild-owned Reuters posted an article exclusively insisting that Serbia is committed to sending lethal aid to Ukraine, or has already done so. As the only European nation refusing to apply sanctions against Moscow over Russia's special military operation, Serbian Defense Minister Milos Vukcek called it a lie, adding, "We have already denied these lies more than 10 times and will do so again. Serbia has not sold, nor will it sell, weapons to either Ukrainian or Russian side or to countries surrounding this conflict." Apparently, the small European nation of Serbia, determined to retain cordial relations with Russia while maintaining a strict policy of neutrality during the Ukraine conflict, is not easy with so much browbeating pressure coming from the West to join the Hate Russia Club. More words from the defense minister. It is obvious that someone's goal is to destabilize our country and drag it into a conflict we are not participating in. We're consistently following our established policy of non-involvement. This U.S. secret document scandal invites U.S. adversary China to weigh in on the matter, to China's foreign ministry spokesman, Wang Wenbin. We noted that many media outlets have pointed out that these leaked U.S. military documents clearly show the deep involvement of the U.S. in the Ukraine crisis. They also show once again that the U.S. has long used its tech edge to conduct indiscriminate secret theft, surveillance, and eavesdropping on countries in the world, including its allies. The U.S. government is reeling from this latest public relations disaster. This top-secret document, drove blatantly exposing U.S. deep state's ultra-reckless strategies, is the most damaging U.S. leak in recent U.S. history, at least since WikiLeaks in 2010, of 400,000 documents and videos exposing America's Iraq and Afghanistan war crimes. Compliments have been Army Private Bradley Manning, released from detention in March 2020 as trans Chelsea Manning, and WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who is still languishing in the British Belmarsh dungeon. The West always hypothetically boasts its false cell of so-called democratic freedom, while America's free press ain't so free anymore, because it expired years ago. Prior to the 2010 leak, the biggest before was 1971's Pentagon Papers, after military analyst Daniel Ellsberg released the truth about the Vietnam War lies, effectively marking a key turning point in the mounting public opposition against that unjustified bloody war. Just as the deep state let the New York Times break the embarrassing leak story, the deep state turns to the Washington Post to get the scoop revealed through an anonymous teenage witness informant's description of who this leaker likely is. On Wednesday evening, April 12, Bob Poe reported the leaker is a man in his 20s who works on a U.S. military post and shared top-secret documents on the chat app Discord. The alleged leaker, who on the web goes by the moniker OG, shared his novel findings with his fellow young gamer friends. One of his teenage online friends with parental consent apparently contacted the Washington Post to divulge information he knew about the alleged leaker. But right away, the anomaly of timing shows up at the article outset. A young, charismatic gun enthusiast who shared highly classified docs with a group of far-flying acquaintances searching for companionship among the isolation of the pandemic. Although earlier media has reported the document shared on the internet cover events from January to March this year, incongruity arises in sharing documents with acquaintances searching for companionship amid the isolation of the pandemic. The pandemic has been over for more than a year. The article then goes on to state, united by their mutual love of guns, military gear, and God, the group of roughly two dozen, mostly men and boys, formed an invitation-only clubhouse in 2020 on Discord. The teenager reveals his idol is his early to mid-20s, fawning over each as an exploit. The informant describes OG as he's fit, he's strong, he's armed, he's trained. Just about everything you can expect of some sort of crazy movie. He yells a series of racial and anti-Semitic slurs into the camera, then fires several rounds at a target. With mass shooting false flags occurring every day now in America, every few days now in America, and the deep state agenda calling for stricter gun control confiscation, leave it to the WAPO rag to depict the guilty culprit leaker as a Bible-thumping, gun-loving, white supremacist extremist, busily grooming his young extremist gun cult, fitting to the T the exact psychological profile that the Biden regime claims is America's most serious, dangerous threat, domestic terrorist extremists, just like OG. I can't wait till we find out that, of course, he's a mega man and a Trump supporter. Stand by. More to come. Back right after this break. Stunning stuff.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
That the Capitol will ever treat us fairly. You are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. But time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence. At the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution. Radio.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Just to repeat for context, with mass shooting false flags occurring every few days now in America, and I tell you it's going to continue right up to the next election, I have no doubt, and the deep state agenda calling for stricter gun control confiscation, leave it to the WAPO rag to depict the guilty culprit leaker as a Bible-thumping, gun-loving, white supremacist extremist, busily grooming his young extremist gun cult, fitting to the T, the exact psychological profile the Biden regime claims is America's most serious, dangerous threat. Domestic terrorist extremist, just like OG. Whereas I add, of course, he's going to be a Trump supporter, a mega man. How timely and convenient this political propaganda piece becomes when the FBI director, Christopher Wray, another total scumbag, just got caught colluding with church parishes to spy on the extremist threat that Christians pose at the same time that a Christian school in Nashville gets shot up. By the way, Brian Davidson and I have taken it apart. That was totally fake, totally fake. Anyone who doesn't get about Nashville, go to my Twitter, for example, at Jim Fetzer, or go to my BitChute. There's plenty about it. When the perp drove up, the parking lot was empty. When the perp broke in and set off an alarm, no one was running anywhere because the building was empty. When the SWAT team came in, they were firing weapons that had no recoil. There were no bullets hitting the wall, no ricochets, no blood on the body. And guess what? The shooter changed his sneakers coming in from a black and white, one brand, to a colorful, different band. I mean, it's just original amateur hour. Now, I'm a little surprised Joaquin hasn't got that part right, but he's got so much else right. We simply acknowledge that none of us get everything right all the time. Meanwhile, we, the people, know all too well that every U.S. citizen, most dangerous criminal threat right now in America, is our own treasonous, fascist, totalitarian government, proven guilty of committing democide against its fellow American citizen with mandated COVID kill shots. Biden's highly unpopular, illegit regime has been flagrant in its politically weaponizing criminalization of dissent as America's number one threat, epitomized by the pending passage of the Draconian Restrict Act and the arming of 87,000 newly recruited IRS agents targeting middle-class dissenters who are determined to restore our constitutional rights. This is the real takeaway from the Mockingbird CIA-controlled Washington Post hit piece. Perhaps the biggest takeaway from all the recently exposed public domain secret documents is they all reflect the fact that the U.S. soberly knows Ukraine's defeat is inevitable. U.S. neocons can no longer pretend a Kiev triumph is in the cards, especially coming from the lying cabal's two biggest liars in print, WAPO and The Times, previously always rejecting how weak Russia and Putin are and how stalwartly robust the little under God that could Ukraine is. Reality is finally sinking in, with even the world's two biggest fake newspaper giants now admitting it's time for the D.C. neocons before they push humanity off Armageddon Cliff to face reality that the American empire and its sole superpower hegemonic status, both militarily and economically, are now finally history. Kaboot. End of story. Resisting it only makes for heavier karmic debt, turning the world bully into the world pariah, shunning and humiliated by an increasing majority of nations on this planet that have long awaited the out-of-control warring nation to fall. It is upon us. Powerful stuff. Now, Mike Adams has just done a fascinating interview I also want to share with you today. Mitchell, if you got it there, please do.
Okay, Jim. You find it. Where is it?
It was just above. It's a BitChute channel link.
Oh, I don't see it here.
Hang on.
Unless I'm looking on the wrong.
It's right above, Mitchell. I'll give it to you right here. Do you see it there?
Wrong.
You got it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Stand by.
I was contacted by Michael Yan, who, as you know, he's an international war correspondent, and he travels the world monitoring situations. He's been here in studio a couple of times, and he's going to be chiming in here shortly. We're actually waiting for him. He texted me. He said he's in a four-wheel drive. They finally made it to a good road, and they're on the way to the hotel. And I believe he is currently in Central America, and I don't exactly know what he's going to share with us here, but he said it's very important. And knowing Michael Yan, you know, he's a man of his word. It's going to be some kind of bombshell information. So we're going to connect that here in the next couple of minutes and have Michael Yan for you here next on Brighton Broadcast News. So that's coming up. Stay tuned. Okay, joining us now, really a kind of a last-minute arrangement here with some urgent news, is Michael Yan. And I haven't even had a chance to speak with you, Michael. You just rushed in from your four-wheel drive vehicle, the back roads there. Where are you, number one, and what is going on that is such an urgent issue?
I'm in Darien Province, Panama, and I'm at if you hear the traffic to my left here, that's actually Highway 1. I'm near the end of Highway 1. All these birds are actually real birds. This is the Darien Gap, right? And so right beside me over here, about 300 yards away, is something called San Vicente Camp. That's a camp where many of the migrants are. So what you'll hear going by here, some of this traffic could be, well, that's just a local bus. Or, no, that's a semi-truck. A lot of these semi-trucks actually are carrying virgin trees that are being cut down and going to China. And then right in front of me, about maybe 800 meters, is an airstrip. It's a Cinefront airstrip. Cinefront is like Panamanian army, or they don't really have an army, but let's just say it's like the army. They're super professional people. I've been dealing with them now constantly when I come down to Panama. Well, not just Darien Gap, but other parts of Panama. Actually, they're trained a lot by U.S. Special Forces, who often stay at this little, I call it the one-star hotel that I'm staying at. It's like a one-star hotel that's super clean and very nice, and the people are nice. And but we're down in the backwoods of Panama. And so, but so today, let's say last April in 2022, I was about to fly up to, there goes Doctors Without Borders right there. And they're going to the camp. They're just in a little truck. But the last year I was about to head up. I was right here where I'm sitting. I was about to head up to Arizona with Congressman Biggs and Congressman Tom Tiffany and some other congressmen on the Arizona border to go to the Mexican border. And then I got word that Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas was coming down here to Darien. So I suspected, or that he's coming to Panama. And I suspected that he would probably come to Darien And he would land right in front of me here, which he did. So I waited here for about 4 days, and he finally landed 4 Black Hawk helicopters. And I was making video and that sort of thing. And then he came right here to this camp, which is right beside me, San Vicente Camp. And since that time, I mean, I knew that he was coming to approximately double the size of the camp. And at this point, the camp is more than double that size. And then the other, here's in the front right here, actually. No, that's the police. And they're interesting. And they and then the other camp that I just came back from, called Las Blancas Camp, that one is probably tripled in size. And it's just filled with people today, Ali. I just got back from the camp. Literally just got back, rushing back to come on with you to finish off. But our government is just vastly increasing the throughput here. Now it's about 1,200 people per day for the last month, and it's just increasing every time I come. It's unbelievable. Amounts of Chinese coming through. We were talking Chinese today.
We have a lot of issues to cover here, and I appreciate you taking time to join us, especially given the intensity of what's going on there. A couple of things, though, right up front. So, number one, you're saying that the San Vicente camp is being vastly expanded, and this seems to be with the help of the U.S. State Department?
Oh, 100%. Department of Homeland Security. I mean, they don't. It's not hidden whatsoever.
Okay.
And in fact, if you go to their website, you'll see them talking about expanding the camp.
But
this is just one camp. There's other camps as well, and they're expanding all of them.
Okay. But secondly, and let me interrupt and say, can we see what's behind you? I mean, is there something that you need to protect, or can you turn off the blur and just kind of, can you pan the camera a little bit and show us around? Is that possible?
I didn't know the blur is on. Actually, I could walk you around. I don't know if we'll lose signal, but it would.
Well,
the camp is over here, about 300 meters. Behind me is just like the restaurant for the one star hotel. Actually, in front of me is the road. Little dirt road that goes to the camp. So in front of me, about 800 meters is the airstrip where they land with their helicopters and whatnot, right? About 30 meters, yeah, I just walk over there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need to walk over, but just like pan it and turn off the blur so we can see a little bit, because what you're describing is so fascinating. I want you to give us a little look around so people can see what you're talking about. Okay, while Michael is working that out, he's going to give us a little bit of a pan of the scene there. I want to mention his website. It's michaelyan.locals.com, and you can become a member. You can join his community. You can get some special content from him. Michael travels the world, and he has been a great friend of Brighteon, bringing us breaking information. He's been in studio, and he is on top of what's happening.
I think I found it.
Oh, yeah, and it just found the setting. Yeah.
All right.
There we go.
I'll just walk with you. Okay. And
so just kind of like point out what you're talking about.
And there goes one of the trucks that works with the migrants leaving right now.
Ah.
I'll just walk out to the road. This is Highway 1 right in front of me. And there's the guy delivering milk, actually. That's real milk, by the way. He's bringing me some today. Awesome. And this is the hotel. Look up this hotel.
Conocí.
Yeah, look that up, and then you'll see exactly where the camp is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Conocí.
And then the camp, there's going to be a guard there, so he's not going to let me in. And so that's Highway 1 right there.
Okay, now be careful of your range. I don't know if you're in a Wi-Fi range. You might get too far.
Yeah. So this is the road to the camp, and that's the camp right in front. In fact, here comes a policeman. He's probably going to be like, what are you doing? You can't go in.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, you don't have to go in. Just be cool.
Okay. And there's the airfield is over there. So he's going to be like, what are you doing? You can't go in.
Okay.
So in any case, that's where – actually, I do have permission to go in, by the way. Hold on. Matt, see if you can get us in the camp. See if you can get us in the camp. Not speak Spanish. Hold on. We'll see if we can get in the camp. Maybe we can get in the camp while we're here. Hola. Here, we'll just walk down here. Maybe we'll get in and get a special treat. I never know. Let's just
Okay, no, bragging. I mean, no, Michael, I'm not asking you to do that. Just exercise your own caution as necessary there.
Let's go for it, man. We'll steal that horse and get into the camp. See the horse?
Okay, well,
there's the guard right there.
You speak multiple languages, I think, but I know you speak German, but do you speak Espanol?
Hola, buenos dias. Matthew, can you see if we can just walk in? Okay, we'll see if we can.
Okay. All right. So in the meantime,
this is the camp down here.
So they're expanding the camp, and is this part of an effort to make it easier for more people to come north? Is that the idea?
Oh yeah, it's not hidden whatsoever. It's 100%. Yeah, they're not even. I mean, they say so. You know what I mean with their tweets and with their website, and if you go on the UN website right now, and you'll see here comes a bus right now. It'll be filled with migrants.
Well, show us the bus.
Two buses, actually.
Okay. Yeah, show us.
Usually what happens is, and I see a bunch of, I don't know how well this is zooming in, but usually every night, like last night, there was at least 14 buses. It may have been 15. It was 14 or 15 buses and last night.
Where are these buses going?
They'll go up to Costa Rica. There's another camp up there. And then they'll stay overnight up there. And then they're taken to the Costa Rican border. And then they cross into Costa Rica. And there's a program between Costa Rica and Panama called Controlled Flow. And Controlled Flow was brokered by the United States between Panama and Costa Rica to make this flow go very smoothly. And now it does go very smoothly. And there we go. Now I can see what you see. Okay, good.
Once they get to Costa Rica, then what's their path from there to the border of America?
Next after that's Nicaragua. And then after that, they'll continue to head north and finally into Guatemala. And then there's a river. It's sort of like the Rio Grande, but it's between Guatemala and Mexico. And so then they go into a city in Mexico called Tapachula. And in Tapachula, I've been there to Tapachula. It's literally like the El Paso of Mexico. It's the southernmost city in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And then from there, you wouldn't believe it. I wish I had the map that we got today that will show you these maps that are being – remember how the maps hit the news about 6 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I've physically got one of those maps today. Somebody that I brought down actually got one in the Las Blancas camp. And it's just a big fold-out map, and it's nice and glossy, and it shows you the entire routes, where to get advice, where to get medical care. They're actually handing out birth control pills and morning-after pills and condoms and all that in the camps here. Yeah,
so wait a second. Are those the maps that the Red Cross was handing out?
Yep, that's the maps. We've got one now. It's inside of this hotel. I don't have it in my hands, but I can show you tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, we got to see that map. That's unreal. So it seems like what they're constructing with the help of the U.S. government is a human highway, right?
It is. I mean, and this basically is a pump station, San Vicente Camp. You know, just look up Tonosse Hotel. That's where we're at. And you'll find it on the map. You'll know exactly where we're at. And that's the camp right beside it. And it's just growing and growing and growing.
So are you going to be safe there if we broadcast this tomorrow?
Yeah, nope.
It's going to go out tomorrow.
Go ahead. Don't worry about it. Roll with it. I thought it was live.
No, it's not live. We want to give you time to adjust as necessary.
But so we necessary. Got what we want here.
Okay.
I appreciate this.
What should the American
track it? This isn't the least of it. I've been explaining that the Biden plan is to bring in 100 million migrants. That's where they're devoting all their effort. They're taking American taxpayer money to fight Russia and Ukraine to create the new Israel. They're using American money to set up all these stations to bring more migrants coming into the United States to destroy country. They're giving away the precious resources devoted by American taxpayers to destroy America. That is what is going on. Here's Political Insider. Biden to open up Medicaid, Obamacare, to about 700,000 illegal immigrants. This is just more of the squandering of resources that change America forever. About 700,000 foreign nationals in the U.S. illegally will be able to access taxpayer-funded health care under a new program President Biden authorized Thursday. Foreign nationals in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, will be able to access Medicaid or to purchase insurance on Obamacare exchanges, according to the announcement. And this is dated April 14th, today. We need to give dreamers the opportunities and support they deserve, Biden said in a video. Remember, this isn't even the real guy. This is a guy in a latex mask. Today, my administration is announcing our plan to expose health coverage for DACA recipients by allowing them to enroll in a plan through the Affordable Care Act or through Medicaid. Dreamers is a term used to refer to members of DACA, an Obama-era program that allows illegal immigrants who enter the country as children to be protected from deportation. The Obama-Harris administration is committed to providing Dreamers the opportunities and support they need to succeed. Today, President Biden is announcing a plan to expand health coverage for DACA recipients. We can't get the homeless off the street. We got San Francisco covered with feces. The Democrats can't do anything to help ordinary Americans or keep their cities clean and safe, but they could go all out to provide any kind of assistance. This endless stream of migrants coming in to destroy America, that's what we've got in Washington, D.C. today. I'm on the verge of puking over this. It is so disgusting. The Department of Health and Human Services will shortly propose a rule amending the definition of lawful presence for purpose of Medicaid and Affordable Care Act coverage to increase DACA recipients. The release does not include information on how much the new program is expected to cost taxpayers. Of course not. But look at the situation we're in. Absolutely stunning. Here, by the way, D.C. Drano tweeted out, I think this was on Truth Social, the War Powers Act of 1973 required POTUS, of course, the President of the United States, to notify Congress within 48 hours whenever military forces are introduced into hostilities, and is required to end foreign military actions after 60 days unless Congress provides a declaration of war or an AUMF, authorization for the use of military force. If Biden didn't get congressional approval to send troops into Ukraine, which of course he did not, he has broken the law and committed an impeachable offense, to say nothing of what this does to instigate World War III. My God! And then if you want more about how we're being played, prosecutor admits cops instigated violence on January 6 election protests. The January 6th kangaroo court trial of the Proud Boys hit a snag last week when it was discovered the Biden regime's secret police, the FBI, had infiltrated the defense team with a spook. The trial has now revealed there were twice as many FBI informants in the Proud Boys on January 6th as there were actual Proud Boys. That's not an exaggeration. I'm reminded of the 1940s when they'd have communist cell meetings where every single participant in the meeting was an informant for the FBI. In a separate trial, the prosecutor has admitted in court filings that he wanted to keep surveillance videos secret from the public and the defense because the videos prove that undercover D.C. Metro police officers were instigating violence at the protests. It looks like everyone was instigating violence at the peaceful Trump protests except for the actual Trump supporters. A Trump supporter named William Pope is representing himself against charges that he briefly entered the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He filed a motion in February calling for video footage shot by three undercover D.C. Metro cops to be unsealed. Last Friday, the prosecutor filed a counter motion claiming the video should be kept secret. The government's reasoning, as stated in writing in the counter motion, is that Pope wants to try the case in the media by releasing the videos of cops instigating violence. That's their argument? Yes. When the government filed its counter motion Friday, someone leaked video from three undercover D.C. Metro cops on the department's electronic surveillance unit. Pope immediately pointed out in court into the Epoch Times, this is exactly why all the videos need to be released, both publicly and defense teams in the January 6th communist show trials. The officer clearly incited that area, and we still don't have video from all other undercover MPDs, said Pope. And the numerous informants and the Proud Boys demonstrate we are only just beginning to scratch the surface on FBI involvement. We'll take your calls after this break. The leaked video showed two of the undercover cops walking just steps behind Ashley Babbitt outside the Capitol. One of them states, someone's going to get shot. A few minutes later, Ashley Babbitt would be viciously, savagely, brutally murdered by one of Nancy Pelosi's cops. She was shot dead by a dirty cop. Despite being 5 foot nothing tall and posing a threat to absolutely no one, she was peaceful, unarmed, and an Air Force veteran. Here are some select quotes from the undercover police officers that were shouted to members of the crowd while the cops were dressed up of the crowd in pro-Trump costumes. Come on, man, let's go. Come on, go, go, go. Keep going, keep going. Keep going, keep going, keep on. We seem to have... No. So Mitchell and I had a miscommunication and he killed the break when it would have been just fine to have the break, but that's okay. We're good. We're good. We're good. In a prior case filing, Pope wrote, this video clearly evidences undercover law enforcement officers urging the crowds to advance up the stairs and scaffolding toward the Capitol on January 6. The government may claim that incidents like this did not happen, but the facts show they did. Prosecutors are arguing that if the identities of the undercover cops who were inciting people to go inside the building are revealed, their lives will be put in danger. And some of those dangerous white supremacist insurrectionist Trump-supporting Nazi fascists will hunt them down and kill them. Count me skeptical. The government expects the courts to take their word on it that January 6th happened as they say it happened. And no, you can't see the videos. And oh, speaking of the Proud Boys trial, it's on sort of hiatus momentarily while the judge tries to figure out what's even happening. There are five Proud Boys on trial for January 6th, including the group's leader, Enrico Tarrio. Mr. Tarrio is an FBI informant himself. And at least 10 additional FBI informants have been found to have been swirling around the five defendants. 10 FBI agents for five defendants? And that's just the ones who have been revealed at trial. One of those undercover FBI informants has been having conversation with the defendants and their lawyers in a clear and illegal violation of attorney-client privilege. Oh, and the trial is also revealed. The FBI tried to get one of the Proud Boys to make Molotov cocktails and bring them to the protest. How disgusting. How disgusting. Meanwhile, you're welcome to call in the number 540-352-4452, 540-352-4452, about any of the issues we've been discussing. The big intel leak revealing the U.S. has been involved with Ukraine, has boots on the ground since before the special military operation began by Russia. On 24 February 2022, we had boots on the ground already in Ukraine. That this is a violation of the War Powers Act of 1973, which required POTUS to notify Congress within 48 hours whenever military forces are introduced into hostilities. Required to end foreign military action after 60 days unless Congress provides a declaration of war and an authorization for the use of military force. If Biden didn't get congressional approval to send troops into Ukraine, has broken the law and committed an impeachable offense to say nothing of what this does to instigate World War III. Then we have Joaquin Hagopian's further elaboration on what the hell is going on there. I mean, it's just incredible what's been happening. And then Mike Adams getting a report right from the camp that the government is dumping all kinds of resources to get more and more and more migrants into the United States faster and faster and faster and give them more and more benefits, depleting the national treasury in a deliberate effort to completely transform the nature of the United States and demographics and its character. This is just about as disgusting as it gets. And then, of course, we continue to be made a joke by this Biden imposter. As I said, he's wearing a rubber mask. It's going to be in several of the shallows. If you haven't seen it yet, you gotta find it. Biden in a latex mask. Get this. Biden makes eye-opening gaffe in Ireland, managed to insult an entire country with black and tans. Published yesterday. What's happening? Failed President Joe Biden, perhaps eager to escape the ire of America, fled to Ireland this week. Not sure why he's there. All the pub appearances in the world aren't going to save this sinking ship. But Ireland has long been our ally, so there's no fear that a buffoon like Biden could mess that up, right? He did tick off France to the point where they no longer respect us. But this is Joe's ancestral land. There's just no way to do something that, oh, wait, he just did. From Fox News. President Biden mixed up a New Zealand rugby team and an historic British occupying force of Ireland on Wednesday during a speech at the Windsor Bar in Dundalk. This was given to me by one of these guys right here, Biden said Wednesday. He was a hell of a rugby player. He beat the hell out of the black and tans. The black and tans became known for a particular brutality toward dissident Irish citizens. The black and tans remains a common cultural symbol of the occupation years. No. It's not every day Joe manages to remind an entire nation of how they were oppressed and mistreated by the British. Biden mentioned his tie, given to him by a distant relative who recently defeated the New Zealand All Blacks in rugby. All Blacks. Instead, Biden calls the team the Black and Tans, which happens to be the name of the British police force brutally mistreating Irish citizens who disagreed with the British government. The term remains a symbol of the years when Britain oppressed Ireland. Good job, Joe. Now, normally, we can overlook this kind of misstep. Hey, everyone mixes up the name of a sports team with a brutally fascist group, right? But this is Joe Biden, a man who is supposed to be the president. Presidents can't afford to make insulting gaffes like this. But we know Joe Biden is far too old for this job. Then you wonder if he's suffering from mental decline. So we can just assume this gap was the result of this aging man's inability to put thoughts together. His handlers must be working overtime to control every aspect of his image. But even they can't control him 24/7. The world needs to see that Joe Biden is too old and ill to do this job. I mean, for a president who insults an ally like Ireland is pretty low. Key takeaways? Joe Biden made an insulting gaffe during his trip to Ireland. He called the New England team the All Blacks, the Black and Tans. The Black and Tans was a brutal British police force that oppressed the Irish in the 1920s. Meanwhile, here we have the video. I'm going to play it. You can't see it. It's the back of the head of Biden, and he reaches back to itch his neck. And when he itches his neck, he causes the latex to bulge up and create a bubble. It's gross. I'll play it again. You can actually hear a commentator.
And he was a very conservative guy. Very, very, oh my gosh, that's a man. Holy cow.
And that's in Belfast. That's in Belfast. That's our guy, Joe Biden. Joe Biden. Meanwhile, and as I say, everyone is welcome to call in 540-352-4452. 540-352-4452. Another huge, huge story. Bud Light is in full-blown panic mode after this disastrous woke fail blew up in its face. Americans are growing sick and tired of companies lecturing to them. They simply want quality products without politics. So now Bud Light is in full-blown panic mode after one disastrous woke fail blew up in its face. Anheuser-Busch is the latest company to get woke and go broke. Bud Light, one of the company's flagship brands, recently announced a sponsorship deal with transgender activist Dylan Mulvaney, which angered many fans of the beer. "Happy March Madness," Mulvaney said in a video announcing the deal. "Just found out this had to do with sports and not just saying it's a crazy month. In celebration of this sports thing, Bud Light is giving you the chance to win $15,000. Share a video with hashtag EasyCarryContest for a chance to win. Good luck." Not only is it bad enough you got this disgusting transgender on the bottle of the beer, but they don't even know what March Madness is. Give me a break. Saying, "I just found out this has to do with sports." How repulsive. You got to understand, Bud Light is the best-selling, most popular beer in the United States, or was until this fiasco. No more. Anheuser-Busch has really shot itself in the foot. Both feet. Here's more. Mulvaney has been heavily criticized for making a mockery of women with videos celebrating his newfound girlhood. The backlash to Bud Light was swift and severe. "We'll have to have pushed people too far with the radical transgender movement." And Anheuser-Busch just revealed that it canceled an event with a beer brand's iconic Clydesdale horses, as Ozarks First reported. Local Budweiser distributor Will Fisher Distributing decided to cancel all the Springfield Clydesdale showings, citing safety concerns for their employees. This is a common public relations tactic. When in the middle of a PR catastrophe, blame the critics for being toxic and potentially violent in order to claim victim status and demonize those with whom you disagree. Many wonder if the Mulvaney sponsorship was fake because he released a video on April Fool's Day. However, Anheuser-Busch confirmed it was real. Anheuser-Busch worked with hundreds of influencers across our brands as one of many ways to authentically connect with audiences across various demographics and passion points, a company spokesperson said. "From time to time, we produce unique commemorative cans for fans and for brand influencers like Dylan Mulvaney. This commemorative can was a gift to create a personal milestone and is not for sale to the general public." Several celebrities have expressed their dissatisfaction with Bud Light. Kid Rock recorded a video of himself firing a rifle at cases of a beer. "I will be deleting all Anheuser-Busch products from my tour," hospitality writer, country music star Travis Tritt announced on Twitter. "I know many other artists who are doing the same." Country artist John Rich also removed Bud Light from his Nashville bar. When companies pander to the woke left, outrage mob, and ignore their core audience, they should pay the price. Here we have part of it. Mitchell, I want to find this ad and play it here. The Bud Light. I mean, you got to understand this wasn't outrage over transactors till the millennial Bud Light ad backfires. Bud Light's inclusive campaigns are good for business, experts say. Anheuser-Busch loses more than $5 billion in value amid Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light. Let's find it here. This is from the New York Post, which is better than a whole lot of others. You can see the way it's dropping. Here is a commercial. Let me find if I can play it. This is just so unbelievably bad. I mean, this very figure, this very image of this woman, this fake woman. I mean, you know, guys, we're all for real women. I mean, it's hit 5 billion yesterday or last night. Mitchell, can you find it? I'm looking for it here.
I looked for it for a second, Jim. I didn't see it, so yeah.
Okay. I think I'm going to have it here.
Endorsements and added Bud Light, which is a terrible beer that comes out of the US. I wouldn't recommend you drink it. And I tell you what, if Dylan Mulvaney endorsing it encouraged anyone to drink it, then they need their head red. But it just sort of adds to the list of these woke causes that a lot of obviously corporate organizations have been getting behind. Kid Rock, who's a singer, former husband of Pamela Anderson, responded to it this week in the manner you can see there, shooting out the cans of Bud Light, which is about...
I mean, we got to find it.
We've seen how Bud Light has absolutely trashed its own brand with its bizarre partnership with Dylan Mulvaney, who has made a career out of mocking womanhood. Have a look.
This month, I celebrated my day 365 of womanhood, and Bud Light sent me possibly the best gift ever, a can with my face on it.
If you thought to yourself, how can any brand be so stupid and so ignorant of its own customer base? Well, I've got the answer. Meet Alyssa Heinenscheid, Bud Light's VP of Marketing.
What I brought to that was a belief in... Okay, what does evolve and elevate mean? It means inclusivity. It means shifting the tone. It means having a campaign that's truly inclusive and feels lighter and brighter and different and appeals to women and to men.
Mm-hmm.
And representation is at sort of the heart of evolution. You've got to see people who reflect you in the work. And we have this hangover. I mean, Bud Light had been kind of a brand of fratty, kind of out of touch humor,
appealing to men and women. Really? How can these people rise to these positions being so obviously incompetent? And Alyssa says a bit more during that explanation, and none of it justifies this bizarre decision. And we've seen the fallout from it already.
Mm-hmm. I think the reason they rise to that position is the system ultimately rewards it. And that's, you know, what this comes down to, that they have made some calculation that there's some undefined benefit from aligning with these causes that supersedes old-fashioned business principles, such as having a brand ambassador that reflects the brand and caters to the core audience, which is male, you know, working class, frat boys. That is Budweiser's core audience. I don't think this brand ambassador speaks to them and women. Everybody knows it, but there's some reward, I think, in aligning with these causes, and that's why they do it.
And if they think left-leaning radical women are going to start drinking Bud Light because you've teamed up with Dylan Mulvaney, or you're going to have, I don't know, the trans community who are a minuscule in number suddenly boosting your sales, I mean, that is just so harebrained, so stupid that... Goodness me, if I had any shares in that company, they would be sold yesterday.
Wonderful. That was just wonderful, 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 wonderful commentary. Very, very nice. Very nice. You got to track down the ad. It's just ridiculous. This woman just yakking, brainlessly and celebrating her 365th day. 365th day as a woman. Here's another report. Perhaps we can get
a rogue virus.
Nah, they all proceed by
life is trying to put our generation on the sidelines.
You know, they pack ads into all these things. Let me see if I can find the bloody commercial. Here she is responding. Here she is responding to it. I am an easy target. My God. Transgender social media influencer Dylan Mulvaney this week addressed her critics after right-wing protests unfolded on social media over a recent partnership with Bud Light. The reason I think I'm an easy target is because I'm still new to this, Mulvaney said Newsday. During an episode of iHeart Podcast, Onward with Rosie O'Donnell. I think going after a trans woman who's been doing this for 20 years is a lot more difficult. Mulvaney last month shared a sponsored post to her Instagram page promoted Bud Light's March Madness contest, drawing swift backlash. Let me see if we can't watch it here. Yep, here you go.
I got some Bud Lights for us. So I kept hearing about this thing called March Madness, and I thought we were all just having a hectic month, but it turns out it has something to do with sports. And I'm not sure exactly which sport, but either way, it's a cause to celebrate. This month, I celebrated my day 365 of womanhood, and Bud Light sent me possibly the best gift ever, a can with my face on it. Check out my Instagram story to see how you can enjoy March Madness with Bud Light and maybe win some money, too. Love ya! Cheers! Go team! Whatever team you love, I love, too. Okay. Love ya. Okay. Break a leg. Woo!
Just harebrained. Just completely harebrained. In a viral Instagram video, singer-songwriter Kid Rock shot several cases of Bud Light with what appeared to be a semi-automatic rifle. Yeah, an AR-15. F Bud Light and F Anheuser-Busch, he said in the video. Fellow country music star Travis Tritt responded to Mulvaney's video by announcing he will be deleting all Anheuser-Busch products from my tour hospitality rider, as I mentioned before. I know other artists who are doing the same. Here we have Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeting a photo of a case of Coors Light in the backseat of a car riding. I would have bought the King of Beers, but it changed its gender to the Queen of Beers. So it's made to chill from here on out. Nice. I think she's wonderful. Similar criticism arose after Mulvaney posted a second sponsored Instagram post, this time by Nike. Caitlyn Jenner, who's also a transgender, said the brand's partnership with Mulvaney is an outrage. As someone who grew up in awe of what Phil Knight did, it's a shame to see such an iconic American country company goes so woke. Mulvaney on Monday voiced concerns that the hateful statement shared about her by celebrities and social media influencers with large followings will worsen real-world violence against the transgender community. the people who are talking about me on their podcast, I'm worried about their listeners. She said, it's a heavy time, and it's just time to step up for sure. Mulvaney, who publicly came out as transgender last year, added that she's watched the world for transgender people grow much more dangerous ever since beginning her own transition. Go back to this. The video she did. I just listened to it again.
Carrying skills, right? I got some Bud Lights for us. So I kept hearing about this thing called March Madness, and I thought we were all just having a hectic month, but it turns out it has something to do with sports. And I'm not sure exactly which sport, but either way, it's a cause to celebrate. This month, I celebrated my day 365 of womanhood, and Bud Light sent me possibly the best gift ever, a can with my face on it. Check out my Instagram story to see how you can enjoy March Madness with Bud Light and maybe win some money, too. Love ya! Cheers! Go team! Whatever team you love, I love too. Okay. Love ya. Okay. Break a leg. Woo!
Just awful! I see Bruce from South Carolina has joined us. Bruce, go ahead and share your thoughts.
Hey, Jim, this will be real short, but I just want to let you know that about 10 years ago, Anheuser was bought up by the Jews for about $2.1 billion. I thought that was kind of odd that something like that happened. The people who bought it, InBev out of Argentina, South America, but the holding stock is in the Netherlands or Germany. It's held by the Jews. That's who bought it all up. You go get yourself a glass of Anheuser or a Budweiser at $6. Anything else out there is about half that price. And my favorite actually is the Coors Light. I also want to let everybody know that if you go to the Anheuser website and go to their food menu, you'll probably get yourself a Delmonico Clydesdale burger. Because horses are a delicacy in Argentina.
A Clydesdale burger. Wow. But look, I mean, it's a, you know, suppose Jews own the business, right? I mean, it's a business. They're in it to make money, right? What would be their interest in destroying the business? They have destroyed the business. This was the best-selling, most popular beer in America. It has been massively shunned. Their stock is dropping like a rock, Bruce. What was the motivation here?
For the same motivation, they're destroying America. They were hired to destroy America. That's exactly what they're doing. America was the last freedom bastion in the world. Everybody looked up to America. But they were hired as a group of destroyers to come in and destroy America. They want the Constitution to go away. They want the guns. They want cheaper labor. They want depopulation and downsizing, and that's exactly what they're getting.
Listen, have you seen that video of Biden scratching the back of his neck, revealing that he's wearing a latex mask?
Yeah, I'm not so sure it's the back of his neck. That might be something caught between his legs.
No. Look. I'm looking at the video right here. He's scratching the back of his neck. You have not seen the video then?
I have not seen the video.
Okay, well.
But I already know the differences in him. That's a substitute right there. That's a clone.
It's not a clone, Bruce. It's somebody wearing a latex mask. That's not a clone.
When I say a clone, I mean
genetic. A clone is a genetic replica, Bruce, right? You know that, okay? This is not a clone. It's a double. It's a body double, but it's pathetic wearing a latex mask. Mitchell, can you join the conversation? Have you seen the latex mask? I mean, it's just so embarrassingly bad.
No, no, I haven't seen it, Jim. I wasn't aware of it until you started talking about it. Biden is such a phony president. I don't pay much attention. I watched because more to the system because he is just Obama's third term. We're almost here towards the end of the show too. So
no, I know.
But
I
yeah,
know.
It's you know he's a disposable commodity that they can take advantage of, and destroy his name, ruin the Biden family, and destroy them the way they did the Kennedys, except exposing the corruption, and then use them to implode the credibility of our nation.
Yes.
Yeah, the economic change is getting ready to happen, so people get ready for it.
Hitting the break.
Thanks for calling in, Bruce. Thanks for everyone. Mitchell, thank you all. Have a great weekend. Spend as much time as you can with family, friends, people you love and care about. Back on Monday. See you then.
The truth is hate to those who hate the truth.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence...